Where is he who is born King of the Jews? God gathers us from far away and carries us. God's glory shines in heaven and on earth. Praise the Lord.
Let us join together in a unison prayer of preparation as found in the bulletin. God of Israel, with expectant hearts, we your people await Christ's coming. As once he came in humility, so now may he come in glory, that he may make all things perfect in your everlasting kingdom. For he is Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Now a reading from the 9th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We light the second Advent candle, symbolizing the peace of our Savior brings. Let us pray together the Advent prayer. Mighty God, you have made us all things to serve. Now ready for the world for your rule. Come quickly to reclaim us, so that
your violence
is crying shall end. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
It's about presents. Look at these neat toys. Squishies, bars, bikes. That's what Christmas means to me.
Kaylee, Christmas has got to mean more than that. Mom and Dad say it's the most important day of the whole year.
Well, what could be more important than a bike?
Wow.
Look at that bright star. I'll make a wish. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. I wish for a bike.
Well, you're not gonna get a bike.
And you're not going to get an American Girl doll.
Am too.
Am not.
You just wait and see.
Ha ha ha. Kids, kids, kids.
Who are you?
Just a star. But you don't ask the Christmas star for presents. That's Santa's department.
Well, what are you for?
I'm here as a reminder of what Christmas is really about.
Can you tell us?
Sure, I was there. I was the star.
You were there?
Yes, let me tell you all about it. I was burning even brighter 2,000 years ago, and I saw everything that happened. Follow my light, and you'll see what makes this night so special. In a town called Nazareth lived a young woman named Mary and a young man named Joseph.
Mary, Caesar has declared that all people must return to their city of birth to register, so I must take a trip to Bethlehem to enroll.
I'll go with you, Joseph.
No, Mary, you must wait here. The trip would be hard on you and the baby is coming soon.
I'll be okay, Joseph. And I can keep you company on the way.
If you're sure you can make it, Mary, I'd love to have you along. We'll leave early in the morning.
The next morning, they left very early. You know, in those days, they couldn't just hop on a jet like you would do today. They had to walk wherever they went. Joseph did provide a donkey for Mary to ride.
can see the city, Mary. We're very close. You can soon lie down and rest. You must be very tired.
I am tired, Joseph, but I know you must be too. It has been a long journey. You must be weary.
I've never seen so much people in Bethlehem. We'll make our way through the crowd to the inn and at the far end of this road. I've stayed there before. You will feel comfortable there.
I'll be so glad to lie down. I'm really not feeling very well, Joseph. Surely it's just because I'm tired of from riding on the donkey so long.
It won't be long now, Mary.
Yes, what can I do for you?
We'd like a room for the night, sir.
I'm very sorry, but I have no more rooms. The city is so crowded and every room is taken.
And you'd suggest another place?
Go down the road about half a mile and you'll find another inn.
Thank you, sir.
You'll see. You'll see.
Good evening. May I help you?
Sir, we need a room for the night.
No, sorry. I'm full.
But sir, we have traveled from Nazareth, and we are very tired. My wife is soon to give birth to a baby, and the trip has been long, hard for her.
I wish I could help you, but as I told you before, we're full for the night. There are a lot of people in Bethlehem, you know, and we're not really a very large city. There aren't many inns here. I'm sorry.
Sure, you can just find a place where my wife can lie down. She is so tired, and I'm worried about her. Just find a place for her, and we'll be okay.
Any small space where I could lie down, where I could rest, would be fine, sir.
The only place I could offer you is a stable with our cattle. That would at least get you inside for the night. That could give you a blanket to lie on.
Thank you, sir. We are grateful for your kindness.
Did they really stay in a barn with the cattle?
Yes, they did. It sure wasn't warm and cozy like your bed is, but it allowed them to be inside, and they were so tired that they were glad to lie down, even on a bed of straw.
Mary, I'm so sorry we couldn't get a room for the night. We should have come a day soon before the crowd arrived.
Don't worry, Joseph. I'll be okay. I'm just so happy to be able to lie down. Riding on that donkey is not very comfortable on such a long journey.
Lie on this blanket and I'll roll my coat up for a pillow. It won't be like a bed, but maybe you can get some rest. I'm worried about you, Mary.
During the night, Mary's baby was born.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a baby boy. You see, God had chosen Mary to be the mother of a very special child, and they named him Jesus. Mary wrapped him in a soft cloth and laid him on the hay in the manger where the cattle ate. You know the song, Away in the Manger, don't you?
Sure we do.
While this was happening in Bethlehem, there were some shepherds watching their sheep in the fields outside the city. I had to tell them the great news that Jesus Christ was born. I grew brighter and brighter and brighter. That's me they're talking about.
Be afraid, for I come to bring good news. Tonight in Bethlehem, a baby has been born.
He
He is to be the Savior for whom we have been waiting.
He is to bring peace.
He is to bring goodwill.
And suddenly, it was like a whole choir of angels praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all men.
The shepherds talked among themselves and decided some should stay with the sheep and some would go to Bethlehem to see if this new baby was really there. That's me again. I was the brightest star in the sky. The shepherds followed me, and I led them directly to the inn where Mary and Joseph and the baby were.
Yes, what do you want? Don't even ask for a place to stay. I'm full for tonight.
We're looking for a new baby that has been born tonight. We think that he might be here.
There was a young couple here tonight who are expecting a baby. They are staying in the stable because there was no room for them here.
Thank you, sir. We'll go to the stable and see if the baby is there.
The shepherds found the baby and Mary and Joseph in the stable, and they immediately knelt before the baby.
Why do you kneel?
Tonight an angel appeared to us while we were watching our sheep in a nearby field and told us of the birth of one who is to be the king of the Jews. We believe this is the one.
Of course you think our baby is special, but a king. You probably need to look further.
No, Joseph, don't send them away. Remember the words of the angel Gabriel when he appeared to me? You will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Let the shepherds stay.
The shepherds were so excited. They told everyone about what they had heard and seen that night. Mary and Joseph thought a lot about the shepherds' visit and about how special their son would be. And I was so happy to have been a part of this exciting event. I've burned brightly all these years, but never again as brightly as I shone that very exciting night. Well, did you get your wish?
Yes, I did. I now know the true meaning of Christmas.
Huh?
Don't you get it yet? It's not about iPhones or bikes. It's a celebration, the birthday of Jesus.
Oh yeah, I got it now. The birthday of Jesus, and Jesus is love.
Right, and we give presents at Christmas time to show our love for each other.
You've got it. Now, kids, I've got to continue my journey to share my light with others. Merry Christmas, kids.
Starlight, star bright, Christmas star with holy light. With your rays, you showed us right. Thank you for your gift tonight.
These gifts, O God, are first from you, signs of your bounty meant for all your children. We joyously give you thanks for all that we have and are, and ask your blessings on our offerings. Turn our lives to your will as we receive and as we give. For the sake of your Son, in whose name we pray, amen.
Amen. Now may the true light shine on you. May the sun sent by God be your guide and strength. May you go in peace and live in hope. In Jesus' name, amen.